Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Ride our dreams down. Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin with New Horizons. Well, recently at the National Blind Citizens Australia Convention in Perth, the National Women's Branch held their annual general meeting, as they normally do, and I have on the line with me now the new president of the Women's Branch, Janine Sadu. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ricky.
You've had a few changes in the branch lineup for the committee, so let's perhaps run through those to begin with, and then perhaps we can talk a bit about yourself and your experience over the years and sort of what you have planned coming up.
Sure. I was elected president at the meeting, the annual general meeting of the Women's Branch, as you say. The vice president this year is Helen Ferris, who is from Victoria. I'm also from Melbourne. Helen's from Melbourne and has been a member of BCA for quite some time. She has also represented BCA on a few international conferences, and so she's in a good position to know what's happening with women, I feel. Joyce Jones is our secretary, who is continuing on in that position. We have a new person from Tasmania. Her name is Anne Jackson. She hasn't been with BCA all that long, but will be great doing the treasurer's position. We have Julie Sutherland, who is the NPEC representative, continuing on in that position, Julie South Australia. Bernadette Packer is our new Soundabout representative, and she is from New South Wales, lives just over the border.
Very good.
Then we have Leona Barber from North Queensland. Leona is going to take on any writing and research roles that we it may need, and Karen Passmore is our immediate past president.
Fantastic. You've got quite a talented board there. That's really good. And for those people who don't know too much about you, would you like to sort of tell us about your experience over the years and your involvement with BCA, etc.?
Sure. I was there for the first meeting of BCA way, way back 40 years ago. I'm from Melbourne. Always lived in Melbourne. For the past 20 or 30 years, I have worked in the disability field, most recently with Vision Australia, organising audio description in Melbourne. I am now, I've left Vision Australia and am working with Blind Sports and Recreation Victoria for 8 hours a week, organising recreation activities and recruiting and managing volunteers.
Yeah, we look forward to some of the activities that you guys are going to be planning in the next couple of years, and always very much enjoy the sessions that you put on at both the state and national conventions. So, yeah, and of course we had a wonderful session this past convention that the Women's Branch put on. Yeah, that was really good to hear people relating their stories and you know, drawing some inspiration from that.
And I was not able to be at the convention this year, so I'm eagerly awaiting the material to be available so I can actually listen to it. But I've heard that all the three speakers were very enlightening and that it was a good workshop, so that's really good.
Yes, it certainly was. I was there. In fact, the only downfall of it was that there wasn't time for questions. The stories themselves were so interesting that we didn't get time to do that, but never mind. As you said, you've got Anne Jackson from Tasmania. That is really good to have involvement from somebody from a smaller state, but also I guess one of the things that you'd be liking to do in the next couple of years would be getting some women from those regional areas involved. And actually, yeah, thinking about it, you've got Bernadette in country New South Wales, so to speak, and you've got Leona there from North Queensland. So that's really good too.
I know all of those people are eager to get people in their regions involved and get them to know about the women's branch, and also have a couple of activities that may be able to be attended by women. So not quite sure what they will be yet, but stay tuned.
Yeah, we certainly will. Yes, Janine, we look forward to the upcoming activities and plans that the Women's Branch have. And just to finish off with, of course, we might remind people of what's already in place. Of course, your wonderful recipe book is still available, I believe.
That Scales Away wonderful recipe book. Yes, it is still available. If anyone would like to find out more about it, they can email me on nwb@bca.org.au or contact the office and I'll get back to them by phone.
Very good, and we certainly encourage people to do that. All right, Janine, well, it's been lovely talking to you, and we wish you the best of luck in your new role as president, and we look forward to working with you into the future.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's hard to believe, but it's been about 12 months since I've spoken to our next guest on the program, and we usually interview this man every year about the tours that he runs for people who are vision impaired overseas. We're, of course, talking to travel agent extraordinaire from Travel Tree, Mr. George Booth. Welcome, George.
How are you, Ricky? Good to be talking to you again.
Yeah, it certainly is, mates, and you've got a wonderful tour coming up, by the sound of it, in July of next year. I believe you're headed off to Singapore this year.
Well, actually, you know, our first tour we did was Singapore, and one thing we all know about it, you know, it's a nice, safe city. It's got lots of things to do.
I was reading through the flyer today, and it sounds like you've got some really interesting stuff. One of the things that caught my attention was having lunch with the birds in the park. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, well, actually, it's quite interesting. I always laugh because on the tour when I took everyone to the botanical garden, I remember one day saying, "Hey, feel this orchid, how great it is, a beautiful orchid." And as the person grabbed the orchid, they said, "What sort of bird is that above us?" And I looked up, and there was this beautiful bird. And that, for me, says, "Hey, he heard the bird while I'm looking at the flower." So having lunch in with the parrots out at the bird park, it's just one of those different experiences that I know people will enjoy. Over all the tours we've led, you know, to China and Sabah and Hong Kong and all that, we try to put a lot of thought into, you know, what activities will we do that might not be on what you would call a standard public tour. You know, so we always try to go out for things that will, you know, highlight the other senses. So, I mean, if you can believe groups going to cooking classes and riding elephants and climbing up to the orangutans, you know, we do great things, you know, jet boating in New Zealand, all those sorts of things. So when I come to Singapore, you know, I do morning walks. But when I do the Singapore River, I can tell them about the history because I was there when I was a youngster. But there's some beautiful bronze statues all the way along the river. So I get them to, hey, feel this, that's a Malay, this one's an Indian, this one's a stock exchange, this one's Deng Xiaoping, you know, so we can turn that into the verbal thing and also a touch experience, you know, and that's just an example. Do Chinatown, you know, so we're in and out of the, we go into the temples and we go to the Indian mosque and they're throwing powder around, but the senses, again, are stimulated by them allowing us to come in and we get involved in it all. So, you know, when we do these morning walks, it's more than just being out there doing a walk.
You've already got bookings coming in, you're telling me, and it's only November.
Yeah, actually, we get those that every time we take a tour away, it's always, where are we going next year? And, you know, we only launched this early this week, and already some of the regulars are starting to come in. You know, so that gives us an idea that we're on the right track because, you know, I've put things in there this lot, like an open bus top tour. You know, we go out around the city and then we'll stop and have a dinner at Lau Pa Sat, the old wet market. You know, so I'm trying to put things in there that we'll be out in the evenings and we'll go on the Many Faces tour. So I'll take them into Little India and take them back to the orchid gardens and things like that. So bookings are coming in because people that even went to Singapore can see there's different content in here.
Yeah, and of course, one of the stipulations that you do have, and this is the reason we're doing this interview so early, given that the tour is not till July next year, but
yes,
it is a requirement that people do have a sighted companion with them.
Well, actually, what we do, you know, it's for two reasons, really. You know, one is by taking away a group, you know, or, you know, to make sure that everyone is safe, you know, when crossing roads or stepping up into buses and all that. I just find there's a benefit there in having people assist where necessary, because a lot of people vision impaired are very independent and they don't really need a lot of help. But for me, there are times where, you know, it's essential that we're safe. And the other thing is for maximum enjoyment, you know, to make sure there's always a buddy there to explain things or to go out and do shopping with. You know, so you've got a shopping buddy, or you want to go out on your own and do an activity on your own in the downtime. I just find, you know, for both reasons, I like to have sight a companion. And as I mentioned, some people find it difficult to get a sight a companion, and we try hard to find them. But, you know, the end result is to go on the tour, we really need to have a buddy for everyone that is vision impaired.
Yeah, sure, that makes a lot of sense. So if we can get down to the details of the tour, the cost and the schedule and that kind of thing.
It'll leave Australia, and I say Australia because we've got airfares from Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. The tour departs, it's a 7-day tour. It leaves Australia on Sunday the 17th of July. You know, so that's for 7 days. The fares from Perth, because we're very close to Singapore, are $2,640. And from Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane is $2,840 share twin. If anybody wants a single room, because quite often they may take a buddy but still want a single room, then, you know, we can get a cost for that. We've picked a hotel. We always use the Peninsula Excelsior. I make sure I get the right rooms and with walk-in showers, and to me that's very important. And we have a full breakfast every day, and that means bacon, eggs, tomato twice if you want it. We do our walking tours that I mentioned, because to me that's exercise out in the fresh air and informative. Our open-top bus tour with a satay dinner at the wet market at Lau Pasat. We do the Many Faces tour, so that's Little India, the Malay Heritage Centre and out to the Orchid Garden. You mentioned the bird park, so we do a normal tour, and when the rest come home, we stay out there and have lunch with the parrots. And me as an escort's included. When we get 20 people, you know, that at a minimum 20, then we escort the tour. We haven't failed yet. The things to think about are travel insurance, you know, so I want everyone to be insured, and that's if anything happens. We don't have to hang around and find out, are you insured or not? And then to book on it, you pay a deposit of $250 now. So within 7 days of saying you confirmed on the tour, but we don't need the balance till 8 weeks before. So that's 8 weeks before the 17th of July.
Okay. And if people want to get in touch with you to discuss any particular details, how can they do that?
Well, there's a girl that processes this tour is called Faye. She's one of my senior people. She's on 08-9382-5082, or you can simply email her at Faye, F-A-Y-E, at traveltree.com.au.
Nice and easy. That's great, mate. Very good to talk to you again. And, yes, we'll keep in touch.
Well done. Thanks for that, Reed.
Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247-251, Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Our national office contact number is 03-9654-1400 or toll free 1-800-033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Right on,